Welcome to the Sounds of Success, brought to you by the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. This audio magazine is a tool for generating profitable ideas and for taking your business to new levels of excellence and performance. Now here's your host, Mark Graydon.
Hello, NATMA members, and welcome to the Sounds of Success. I'm Mark Graydon. Ladies and gentlemen, the game has changed. The current economic downturn is going to leave consumers forever changed as to their use of expendable income. Saving rates around the country are soaring as consumers battle to justify every expenditure. How do we thrive in this new economy? Well, let's just say it won't be by doing things exactly the same way as before. And it's important to get help navigating the treacherous waterways ahead from leaders who have guided their schools through tough times in the past and who have the vision and perspective to see what the future holds. The best possible place to find help with this new economy is at the NATMA Extreme Success Academy. Our speaking lineup lends a fresh but seasoned perspective on the new economy and is not an event you want to miss. October 9th through the 11th, the martial arts world enters a new era. The game has changed. How long can you continue to play by your old rules? This month, we hit the basics as I give you an intensive lesson on the duties of your membership director, one of the most pivotal staff members on your team. But before that, NATMA COO Toby Milroy will check in with the Marketing Minute. But first, let me fill you in on the NATMA Innovations DVD. This month, we preview the 10th anniversary Joe Louis Black Belt Research Conference coming up the first week in October by hearing from the man himself, Joe Louis. I have to give a plug for this fantastic Joe Louis training manual. This A to Z roadmap of stand-up fighting is a very comprehensive reference for those who are interested in teaching and learning kickboxing in a way that systematically takes advantage of decades of research and development. Joe Louis fought the first full-contact kickboxing match in North America in 1970 and won the first World Heavyweight Championship in 1974. Since then, he's been training and growing with the richest minds in the sport, testing techniques and strategies for both fighting and training. In this segment, Mr. Louis teaches core skills from the manual to classes at previous Joe Louis conferences. And this month, we check in on another class taught by extraordinary instructor Frank Brown. This truly impressive martial arts professional operates schools, sells and markets, and teaches all at a very high level. He is truly a triple threat indeed. Get ready because a variety of creative and challenging drills are heading your way with Frank Brown from Mile High Karate, Westminster. Then we join the self-defense class in the Maryland School of NATMA Inner Circle member Samuel Scott. Mr. Scott runs a very sharp operation where the concepts of leadership are built right into every aspect of class. In this segment, Master Scott teaches simple but effective self-defense techniques from his style of Chinese martial arts. Then we preview the Diamond Nationals. As a part of the new mandate here in NATMA, we support the industry as a whole. To that end, we've been working really hard to raise the notoriety of the top competitors on the sport karate circuit. One of the most prestigious tournaments on the competition calendar is the Diamond Nationals. At the most recent Diamond Nationals, NATMA enlisted Joe Corley to seek out and speak to some of the stars of sport martial arts. In this segment, he speaks with tournament stars Scott Wu, Jason Tanks and Borelli, and Matt Emig. So, this month, it's kickboxing, classroom drills, self-defense, and sport karate, and it's all on the NATMA Innovations DVD this month, so be sure to check it out. Next up, he's our own in-house marketing expert, and he's here to help you with your seasonal marketing plan. Here's NATMA COO Toby Milroy.
Hello, NATMA members. This is Toby Milroy again with your monthly Marketing Minute. Since it's September, we should recrystallize our focus on our renewal systems and our upgrade programs in our school. Now that we've had such a prosperous summer season and a big influx of new enrollments in August, we should make sure that we're very much in tune with the emotional bank account level of each one of our students. Remember, renewing a student to a higher level program is the best thing that you can do for that student and the best thing that they can do for you in the school. But there has to be a much more than equal exchange of value. Our current paradigm on our renewal programs and our upgrade programs is a 5-to-1 value to dollar ratio. Therefore, we want to be providing $5 in value for every dollar in tuition we charge a student. So now's the time to make sure you have very tight systems, very robust and meaningful relationships with your students by continuing to make emotional bank account deposits. Each time you ask a student for money, you're slightly damaging the relationship and you're making a withdrawal from that emotional bank account. Our objective is to have such a large balance in the emotional bank account that asking them to renew or asking them to be part of our high-level program is such an insignificant withdrawal that each student is motivated, excited, and compelled to be part of that upper-level program. You should build systemized processes inside your school to make sure that each one of your students and their families are touched on a regular basis with progress checks, mat chats, awesome calls, and just a how are you doing today. This goes a long way towards creating that overwhelming emotional bank account. For those school owners super focused on creating enormous value in their leadership programs, upgrade programs, or renewal systems, having very tight, high ratios of students participating in those programs should also be building systems to educate the students from the very first day they walk into the school about what your renewal program, what your upgrade program is all about, and how many benefits there are for that student. You should again think about this process like the marketing Parthenon. You should be continually educating your clients, your students, and their families as to all of the additional high-value benefits that are part of your upgrade program or your renewal system. And you should be communicating these benefits by any and all media and means necessary. And that would include mat chats on the side of the classroom from the instructor one-on-one. That would include progress checks at each rank exam or perhaps stripe exam. That would include direct mail straight to the student and the family. That would include multimedia presentations, PowerPoint presentations, perhaps DVD that the family would watch at home, perhaps a teleconference, perhaps a monthly meeting to describe the benefits and the value of your renewal program and your upgrade programs. All of these systems and tools should be thought of just as the marketing Parthenon. Each one of your families, each one of your students in your school is such a valuable asset to you and to your school, you should leave no stone unturned in demonstrating the additional value and benefit your renewal programs have to offer that student. This truly is the key to high-performing martial arts schools and operating a business of enormous importance and value in your students' lives. You should walk away from this recording and into your school with a new sense of how you can make more and more valuable deposits into each one of your students' emotional bank account. So much so that asking that student to renew or upgrade their program becomes such an insignificant withdrawal from the emotional bank account because the student sees very clearly all of the additional benefits and value you've added to that new program. So once again, this is Toby Milroy wishing you a very prosperous and successful season, and I really hope to see you at our fall event. Thank you so much.
Mark Reardon here, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the membership director in your school. What are some of the roles, what are the responsibilities, and what kind of person are you looking for in a membership director? A super important member of their team here in the school. In some schools, they're known as the membership director, the enrollment director, the general manager, your head instructor, or you as a school owner may even fulfill the duties of the membership director. And regardless of who he or she is or the exact title, someone in your school has got to be responsible for planning and implementing a comprehensive program to generate revenues from a variety of sources. Simply put, that's the primary role and responsibility of your program director or your membership director. Whether the membership director is like a full-time staff member focused solely on revenue generation, or their duties are just a portion of the duties that your head instructor or other staff members may perform, this person has a tough job, and it requires a broad range of skills, and it's a job that's easily measured in dollars and cents. If your school is large enough to require a full-time membership director, then you'll probably offer a comprehensive selection of programs, upgrades, equipment, extras, special events, and so forth. You have built a successful school, but to maintain and increase that success, your membership director must be able to feed your growing enterprise with ever-increasing revenue streams. If your school is more moderate size or even new, then you probably don't require a full-time membership director, or you don't have the personnel budget for one. Your smaller school may not need as much revenue as a large school, but you need to generate any revenue quickly as well as develop a constant flow of revenue to cover operating expenses. Only then are you able to advance to the next level of revenue. So what should you be looking for in hiring a membership director? Well, your membership director must possess certain qualities and skills if they expect to be successful. The following list will help you in deciding who on your staff is able to fulfill those roles. First of all, they must have really good communication skills. The membership director is your front man, other than yourself, so he must be able to communicate your school's brand or image in any audience or in any situation. Naturally, he or she must be able to communicate and establish rapport with both children as well as adults and parents. Next, they need personality skills. The membership director must be personable, well-groomed. They must be extroverted and spontaneous as well as a good listener. And of course, they're going to need leadership skills. The membership director must be a professional who genuinely attracts others' attention. He must be taken seriously, must be considered a source of knowledge and service. And they must have good sales skills as well. The membership director must be trained and experienced in managing the sales process from presentation to objection to the close. They must persuade without being slick and motivate even when being informative. And of course, they need marketing skills as well. The membership director must understand and have an experience with most marketing and advertising concepts and methods. He or she should be able to identify easy target audiences and develop tactics and campaigns to attract them. It's also important that they have good organizational and administrative skills. The membership director must be able to organize a vast amount of information and projects of various sizes. They must also know some bookkeeping and accounting and retail. Which brings us to the duties of the membership directors. As a staff member at your school, your membership director has one primary duty, as does all other staff members, student service. The needs, large or small, of your students and their families are more important than any of your staff members' other jobs or responsibilities. That being said, your membership director's other primary duty is to generate income for your school. Before he or she is able to do that, you must develop an income-generating plan for your school. Generally, that is one of the primary purposes of a business plan. If you do not have a business plan, then virtually nothing is more important as a first step towards generating an ever-flowing stream of revenue for your school. And while this could be a subject of an entire presentation, the point is that you can't expect your membership director to be successful if you don't have a plan for him or her to follow with specific revenue goals. For them to be efficient and effective, they need more than random, ill-defined direction from you. Here's some tips for starting to develop an income-producing plan for your membership director. Most of a martial arts school's revenue will be generated in four market sectors: new student enrollments, active student re-enrollments or upgrades to new programs, retail sales or pro shop and catalog equipment, special events and promotions such as testing, tournaments, seminars, clinics, and private lessons, and so forth. Now, when we're talking about new student enrollments, your membership director is an integral part of the introductory enrollment process. If he or she doesn't actually conduct the introductory class, then they are actively involved in marketing to and attracting prospective students to the school for introduction. Whatever their specific responsibilities for the introduction, the membership director must address three elements in the enrollment process to be successful: generating leads, maximizing enrollment revenues, and maximizing new student retention. Now, first of all, we have to generate leads. Before he or she is able to generate a stream of healthy revenue, the membership director must create a healthy stream of leads. The enrollment and introductory process is much like an assembly line. Leads become prospects, which become introductory students, which become regular students, which become upgrades, and so forth. Because the entire process starts with leads, that is where the membership director must start and be proactive lead generation plan. Here are a few lead generation methods to get you started. First of all, you can obtain referrals from new and current students. Now, the membership director is going to require guest passes, VIP passes, referral request letters, a phone presentation for use with the current students to promote referrals, and the full support of the leadership team and instructors in the classroom. Another way to make sure that you're generating more leads is to maintain a complete calendar and contact information for all the community activities, such as fairs, shows, fundraisers, meetings, parades, exhibits, chambers of commerce events, etc. You can develop ideas and programs to involve your school in these activities, such as booths and demonstrations, flyers, and, you know, of course, there's raffle prizes and other ideas. daily and weekly, you should also be reviewing all the local publications and local radio and TV news for promotional ideas. A new factory opening in town or a new housing development, awards for local businesses and honor students, and other such local news should be sources of opportunity for your proactive membership director. They can distribute regular press releases to all media. This might be invite the media out to like a major event or a belt promotion or something exciting that's happening at your school. As long as these are going out on a regular basis, you can get some results from that. And then making regular contacts with targeted local businesses to promote programs for employees and that improve health, confidence, and concentration. Develop a contact database of human resource directors. Propose a specific program to the school system. You should have a regular distribution of flyers, guest passes, and door hangers throughout the community. Develop, implement, and manage an aggressive demo team schedule and public speaking opportunities for the school owner. And to continue and to follow up on leads with at least 6 attempts to schedule an appointment. Now, we're talking about maximizing enrollment revenues. The fact is, attracting and enrolling students even at an accelerated pace is not enough. The membership director and school owner must develop an enrollment and payment structure that maximizes the potential for revenue for each enrollment. Of course, the school owner must make the final decision about the down payment, monthly tuitions, payment plans, cash outs, short-term programs, private lessons, money-back guarantees, etc., as well as limits to discounts, scholarships, and trade agreements. After acquiring enough experience and working closely with a school owner for a period of time, many membership directors may assume the responsibility for making payment policy decisions. Your payment policies may also be flexible, so your membership director is able to provide students and their families with the options that serve their needs as well as yours for excellent cash flow. Developing a thorough payment policy is a critical part of any business. Students must be satisfied that they are receiving real value for what they pay, and the school must generate sufficient revenues to cover the overhead as well as produce profit. Your membership director is able to contribute further to the development of a sound payment policy by networking with others throughout the industry. Part of his or her role and responsibility is to contact other membership directors and/or school owners to research successful payment policies and enrollment procedures that have helped other schools maximize their enrollment revenues. Ultimately, your membership director's efforts will be judged by the numbers, and once your payment policies are determined and considerable networking has helped you to obtain industry-wide information, then you should expect your membership director to increase your enrollments by 20 to 40%. This is not unreasonable, especially if your membership director is a full-time position. Another major role for the program director is maximizing new student and retention. Your membership director's responsibilities don't end with a signature and a check. Although he doesn't train the students in many cases, he did promise them and their parents that they would receive excellent value for becoming a student in your school. Your membership director's obligation to each student he enrolls is that he will follow the progress of the student from introduction to fully involved student to belt advancement, and satisfied students to be sure that the training is providing the benefits that they promised. The following methods will help any membership director maximize new student retention. First of all, they should follow up with all new students' enrollments with letters, postcards, phone calls, emails, and of course face-to-face chats. They should assist during the first 15 to 30 minutes of all beginners' classes when possible. And they should observe the classes and the students for signs of disinterest and dissatisfaction. Check with the instructors to help determine which students may need encouragement or a reminder. Schedule at least one after-enrollment meeting with the student and parent to review their level of interest and satisfaction. Provide motivation and encouragement to those who require it. This meeting is also an excellent opportunity to pre-frame for upgrades and generate product sales. Of course, another major market sector that will generate revenue for your school is active student re-enrollments and upgrades to new program. Re-enrolling or upgrading students can account for more than 50% of a school's income. Renewals should be even easier than the initial enrollment because they are now familiar with your school and its programs. Most importantly, they trust you and your instructors. Virtually all prospects know little or nothing about martial arts when they first enter your school. By the time they are ready for a renewal, however, they have first-hand experience of your ability to deliver on the promises you made during the introductory lesson. Conversely, those students who think you didn't deliver on your promise will probably not renew. The conclusion is obvious. The primary requirement for a renewal is that the student and or his parents has a positive attitude about the value of your program in school. To fulfill their responsibility to generate income and for renewals, a membership director must spend much of his time promoting that positive attitude with the student and the parents as much as possible. The first step for the membership director is to create a statistical picture of the student body in terms of each student's likelihood to renew. The ABC groups method is the easiest and all you really need. Basically, you list all the students on a piece of paper with them grouped into A, B, and C. The A names are for students who are certain to renew. The B names are for the students who could possibly renew. And the C names are the students who will not renew today. In the briefest terms, the membership director's next step is to schedule appointments with the A group students. They got to chat with the B students to get them motivated to upgrade and to salvage as many C students and move them to B students as possible. The wise membership director uses the following proactive techniques, however, to minimize the number of C students and maximize the number of A students. If your membership director does his or her job correctly, then most students will renew themselves. So, proactive renewal step one involves pre-framing. Pre-framing is a term and a concept that should be familiar to you and an integral part of not only your introductory process, but also every opportunity you have to communicate individually with a student and his parents. At the best and most successful schools, pre-framing is constant and is an essential tool that is always working. The primary pre-framing of the student occurs during the introductory lesson. Many school owners present the goal of black belt as the principal reason for martial arts classes. Promoting this goal with a student and parents prepares them for the commitment of time and money to achieve that goal. Simultaneously, you present the benefits of martial arts training and training at your school, which equates to the value of the students and the parents must perceive in your program to be willing to enroll and renew. An introductory lesson isn't complete until the students' goals are specifically defined and written so they become almost a contract between you and the student. Each party should understand and continue to understand that he or she has an obligation to the other party. You promise to provide quality training that will help the student achieve their goal of black belt, and the student promises to work hard to achieve that goal, which naturally requires a renewal and an upgrade. In proactive renewal step number two, the membership director has made a contract, a promise to the student, but now he must ensure that that promise is delivered. The successful membership director knows that the renewals are not sold in the office, but on the mat. They can use three techniques to be a proactive force during the training process, thus maximizing future renewals. They must explain to the instructors that they must encourage the students to focus on the benefits of long-term martial arts training. Students must be taught to understand how important their martial arts training will be to their career, their leadership potential, and a great family life and prosperous future. The membership director should monitor classes to be sure students are benefiting in fundamental ways: fun, entertainment, high interest, safe, motivated, etc. And the membership director should check that child-age students are practicing at home and the instructors are emphasizing the benefits of home practice. Proactive renewal step 3. As mentioned before, pre-framing is a constant tool you must always be using. The membership director continues the pre-framing process with the student progress meetings. Their purpose is to meet with the student and their parents periodically to determine if the student is receiving the training promised, benefiting from it, and advancing through the ranks. These meetings help maximize renewals because they allow the membership director to monitor each student's and parents' current attitude towards the training. After a number of student progress meetings, students and parents are more relaxed in the forum and are much more apt to treat the actual renewal conference as just another meeting, making it much easier for the membership director to close the upgrade and achieve his renewal goals. If it's conducted correctly, students and parents will come to perceive the progress meeting as the school and the membership director's genuine interest in the student's training and advancement. In proactive renewal step number 4, many of the martial arts professionals who have high renewal numbers state that most students and parents' interest in renewing oscillate on a regular basis. Some days they are happier with the training than others, so their interest is like the line on a wave and with peaks and valleys. Your membership director must always know just where each student and their parents are on that wave, if not daily or weekly, at least on a regular basis. For example, if you try to renew a student when he or she is in a valley of interest, then they are unlikely to renew. Ask them to renew when his or her interest is at a peak, then you maximize the number of renewals. One of those peaks for most students is just before or after a BELT exam. The membership director's secret is to avoid asking for a renewal when the student is able to say no. When the membership director knows that the student is at a peak of interest, then he is ready for an upgrade conference. To ensure that his or her answer is yes, the membership director must ask for the renewal when the student is experiencing impressive results from his training inside and outside the school, and be prepared with a payment plan that fits the family budget. In proactive renewal step number 5, the membership director has a responsibility to the school during the renewal process to maximize revenues with a smart mix of down payments, cash payments, and payment plans. And financial details are the responsibility of the school owner, but the membership director's input is also valuable. The third income-producing responsibility for your membership director is in the area of retail sales of pro shop and catalog equipment. Let's start with the obvious. Every student needs uniforms and various types of training and home practice gear. If they're serious about training, then they must purchase these items from someone, so they might as well be from you. Uniform and gear needs should also be part of the pre-framing process. Many successful schools create a list of specific gear required for each BELT level and special events or programs in which the students may participate, such as demo teams. The appropriate lists are presented during the introductory and or renewal processes so parents know the total financial commitment of their child's training and you are better able to predict your inventory needs and project sales goals. Once the students and parents are properly pre-framed about the uniforms and gear, then those purchases become accepted and expected. The membership director can even help students select specific items and make sure that they are delivered directly to the students after class. The membership director, under the direction of the school owner, should also develop a retail sales plan. It would include all of the specifics of operating a pro shop, displays, inventory, personnel, sales, processes, marketing, accounting, ordering, and so forth. The most important element of a retail sales plan is projections of inventory needs and sales goals. The membership director is not only responsible for maintaining inventories, but must also review sales data and compare it to sales projections. When sales are not achieving goals, then he or she must be proactive in developing and implementing programs to boost sales. Other retail responsibilities for your membership directors include developing an annual calendar of retail sales events and promotions such as holidays, tournaments, community events, gift certificates, special product flyers, and clearance sales. They should plan and coordinate annual or semi-annual clearance sales, restock the pro shop with inventory, and change displays weekly, and network with other schools to compare retail strategies and results. Special events, the fourth of the membership director's income-producing responsibilities, are often an untapped resource of additional revenue for many schools. A proactive membership director will develop a comprehensive annual plan to maximize income from such events such as testing, tournaments, seminars, clinics, camps, after-school programs, private lessons, and so forth. This advanced planning makes a promotion of your event easier and you are more likely to attract enough interest to deem your event successful. The membership director then serves as the primary coordinator of each planned event. Some of his coordinating techniques include displaying a list of special events in a prominent place in your school, writing announcements of events that instructors read to students at the end of every class, adding and maintaining a special events page to the school's websites, creating promotional materials such as signs, posters, flyers, emails, and letters to parents, writing and distributing press releases to media outlets in your market, reminding students and parents of special events during any conversation with them, coordinating phone call campaigns to promote the special events, and maintaining a private lesson schedule and available instructors. Eventually, the job of the membership director is really a numbers game. Without gathering, maintaining, and analyzing your school's fundamental statistics regularly, your membership director will be incapable of doing his job and generating the kind of results you expect. Your membership director must be a statistical geek with the following numbers, either memorized or at his fingertips at all times, including the number of active students participating in at least one class during the last 7 days, number of active students during the last 2 weeks, number of active students during the last 30 days, number of active students, both those paying and non-paying for lessons, number of active students whose tuition are not paid to the current date, the number of students who owe deferred down payments and those payments are due, The number of students not enrolled in a Black Belt Club program or other second or third tier programs, the number of students who owe deferred down payments and those payments are due, the number of students not enrolled in a Black Belt Club program or other second or third tier programs, the number of students eligible for renewal during each of the next 30 days for a 90-day period, the number of students not paying full tuition because of family plans, complementary enrollments, trade agreements, or other discounts, the number of daily, weekly, and monthly inquiries from all different sources required to achieve enrollment goals for that same period, the number of prospects that inquire about lessons during the last 90 days but did not schedule an appointment, the number of prospects that scheduled appointments during the last 90 days but did not honor their appointments, the number of prospects that honored their appointments in the last 90 days but did not enroll, the average active student value calculated by dividing the average monthly total revenue by the number of active students for 1 month, the number of students who need sparring gear during the next 60 days, top membership directors in the country, and the top 5 schools in retail pro shop scales in the country, and their strategies and methods to achieve their sales records, and daily revenue totals from new students, renewals, pro shop, and special event sales to fulfill the school's financial needs and goals. So as you can see, the membership director is a very important member of your team, and he's one whose results are pivotal to the success of your school. I'm Mark Graydon. For all of us here at NATMA, have a great month.
The Sounds of Success is produced in Clearwater, Florida. It is intended exclusively for members of the National Association of Professional Martial Artists and their staffs. We'll be right back.